Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's the case 107 of the shopping cart dilemma in the parking lot. Your husband, Mike Danger, had a rant. We captured it to be ever burned into eternity. And here's what he had to say.
This is a big first world problem.
Of course
where you have the small cart and the big cart,
yeah,
right?
Man.
And when you
yeah,
go
man.
To put them away, there's a sign that says small carts here, mm-hmm. large carts here. Mm-hmm. But every time you go to that cart corral,
oh, no.
it's just a hot mess. Just everywhere. Carts everywhere. Like, carts threw up all over the place. It's a disaster. And every time I go by that corral, it drives me nuts. I want to go in there. I want to help. I feel horribly. I want to go in and I want to organize the carts. I want to make the carts even. I want to put the small carts on this side, right. large carts on this side. Why? Why is it so hard?
He has a problem.
Yeah.
He has a problem. No, I don't know if we all fought it.
Really?
I think it's just a my husband problem. I mean, he will park on the complete opposite side of the building and walk all the way to the front entrance. So the cart corral near his car is one that nobody really uses. So he doesn't get irked out about this. I mean, it's weird.
Okay, that is a little strange. Yeah.
So I hope that the jury says that he's nuts to do and so he can stop complaining about it.
So he thinks, obviously, it's a jerk move when you throw your shopping cart haphazardly into the shopping cart holder, the corral. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Danger on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get as angry as him to the point where somebody might have to recommend a cardiologist. But, yeah, it's organization. It makes everyone's life easier. When I used to do plumbing full time, I had my own van and somebody would come in as, you know, as my partner for the day and they would throw stuff wherever was the closest spot that they could put it. It's lazy. And it just messes with this chain reaction of crap. A chain reaction of suck is what it is, ultimately. So it's a jerk move.
You have to give credit, though. They made it into the corral, right? Without a doubt, we universally, and this has already been a judgment zone case, have ruled that just leaving your shopping cart randomly in the parking lot is ruled jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can make it in the cart corral, there are reasons why you can't neatly tuck it into the cart in front of it. There are reasons
There's
why.
There's no excuse for that.
There is.
My credit card company, I can't be like, hey, listen, I made an effort. I picked up the phone. I just didn't dial the number to pay the bill. Not going to forgive me for that.
You're on the jury. 222 Buzz. We got a lawyer set up. How about you now? You call us up. Tell us what you think and help us decide the fate of the shopping cart haphazardly in the shopping cart corral. The number is 222 Buzz. Let's take your calls. Jerker Justified.
Well, first I'm going to say, Sandy, you must be an angel in disguise to put up with OCD Danger.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you make sure he knows that? Like, throw it up all over his social media and call him this afternoon at ESPN Rochester.
I just like how he said you're an angel in disguise, meaning you act like an angel, but you sure don't look like one. It's like almost a compliment.
Hey,
so is he?
I'm going to say it.
What?
I'm going to say it's.
Come on.
I'm going to go with Justified. So long as it makes it to the corral and it's not blowing around the parking lot, bouncing off the side of my truck, I don't care how they get there.
There you go. Okay.
Thank
justified
you, Ray.
It is. Thanks, man. Hi to Buzz. Is this Jerk or Justified?
It's definitely Jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're just making more work for some poor guy that's got to go out there in the cold and freaking move them all back into the thing or take them all back into the store. It's a lot easier if you just put them in the right place. And what is it, 5 extra steps?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even realize the shopping carts were organized by size. Mm. So I probably have done this. So I will have to say it's justified. Sometimes you're not even paying attention. You're not doing it maliciously.
Well, if you just pay attention, then it'll be a lot easier for them to do it.
Gotcha, man. Thank you. What do you say?
I think it's totally a jerk move not put it in the right place.
There's no argument against organization.
Well, sure, but you cannot say this is jerk and you always, always, always put everything back exactly where you found it, because this is pretty much what you're saying, right? So when you go to the store and you get a shirt off the rack and you try it on, it doesn't fit right, do you go and place it exactly where it was on the rack or at the same rack in a different spot?
Exactly where it was.
Really? Before and after, the same exact shirt that you found it?
I used to work at Pacific Sunwear, so I even know how to fold the shirts the way they're supposed to go.
Very good point. Do you fold the exact...
Well, I do the flip... I know. I didn't expect that answer. But
you do not, though. I don't even believe that you
do. I believe
that you know how to.
I swear I take it and fold it and do the little flipper, because that's how you have to fold it. Mm-hmm. You got to flip the top over the bottom so you can see the collar. It's not like, you know, crossover fold. And I put it back.
That's Pacific Sunwear. But at Target, they fold differently. And at Abercrombie, they fold differently. Do you learn everyone's fold and put it exactly?
I even bring a bucket of cologne to dunk the shirt back in at Abercrombie to put it back on.
You can't. You make the effort to get it in the space that it belongs. Thank you. I appreciate that you didn't just leave it out in the parking lot. You got it in the corral so it's not tightly tucked into the cart in front of it.
222 Buzz, the jury say what? Is it jerk or justified?
Definitely a jerk.
Oh.
Yep.
Hi, to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified to just haphazardly slam your shopping cart into the shopping cart corral?
It's a jerk.
Jerk,
you know what? These people have enough to do, and you know what? I agree with the other guy, the prior caller, and he said that, you know, I don't want the shopping carts drifting into my car. People leave them out in the middle of the parking lot, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but we're not leaving it in the middle of the parking lot. We're leaving it in the car corral. The wind is not going to blow it out because it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neatly in there. Come on.
You're right. It's not neatly there. And then the people that are... The handlers for whatever store you're talking about, I'm not going to mention any names, but they have to come out there and they have to separate these carts out and put them in.
I do feel
a little bit of attention when they have a sign. Well, take a look at it.
Yes, I know.
They're everywhere. I think they wrote a song about that.
The respectful thing to do, and I do appreciate those employees, but sometimes I am so worried about someone stealing my children out of my car that I just rush, the cart in, it makes it in, and I go to my car before somebody, you know, takes it.
Sandy, you're changing the picture here. No, you didn't say that. You changed the picture on me, but you're changing the picture. No, but you're worried about your children.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In that regard.
Yeah.
You're worried about your children. But then you shouldn't have left them in the car. You should have put them in the cart and then taken the cart to the corral and then taken your children.
It's a cold winter day. We don't want the kids to stay in the cart. Flip to my side.
Have a good one, buddy. Hey, man, jerk or justified?
I got to say jerk. And the reason why, I used to be the person who would have to push the carts in for the store.
Yeah.
And when they get all mixed up in there, it goes into the lane, and people who are driving the cars get really annoyed.
Uh-huh. So it takes more time, so therefore it's a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the people who, if they go to like a fast food restaurant, not a restaurant with a server or anything, and they collect their trash and put it all in the tray, but then just walk away and leave it on the table. That's like doing half of the considerate thing to do.
You really can look me in the eye and tell me every single shopping cart you've put away, you've tightly and neatly put it away. You are all a bunch of liars.
Not every single one. Not every single one.
Uh-huh.
But, doesn't mean that. Okay, listen, sometimes you could think something's a jerk move, but still do it. You are jerky.
Okay. I respect that.
We are all human. I got three more calls. Let's take them here.
The effort was made. You got it in the corral. It's got to count for something.
So you throw your shopping cart haphazardly into the shopping cart corral, not neat and even and all lined up, small and large. Is that jerk or justified? Go ahead.
Jerk. It's a cold winter day, and that high school teenager who has their first job at Wegmans is out there getting the carts, and they're all tangled up and in different orders, and the snow's coming down, and the wind is whipping. Jerk, Sandy, jerk.
I know, I was one of those cart guys.
They're making like almost $12 an hour. Well, what about... All right.
We got a decision. I got a decision. Yeah, there we go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.